You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Phillies reporter Todd Zielecki, as we take a look back at the 2016 Philadelphia Phillies. It was a team that went through some ups and downs, obviously plenty of growing pains along the way. We got a chance to meet some new players for the first time along the way as well, including a lot of young pitchers. Todd, as a whole, I think this team has to look at this season as a step in the right direction. But let's start back in April, when this team, maybe doing it with mirrors, got off to an unbelievable start. And I think that was important for this team throughout the season to be able to have that kind of base to go from when they were really winning a lot of games early.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think going into the season, pretty much everybody expected this team to lose 90-plus games, maybe even 100-plus games. The first four games they were 0-4. The bullpen was really struggling, but then they went on that really hot, that hot streak, like you mentioned. They started 24-17, and I think what that did is it showed the organization from the top down that they have some pieces in place to win, particularly with the starting rotation. Aaron Nola was pitching well at the time. Vince Velasquez. The younger pitchers on this team, they got good starting pitching from Jeremy Hellickson. That told this organization that if we have good starting pitching, if we continue to kind of make that a priority, and these young pitchers in this organization continue to develop, that we'll be able to put together a winning team at some point.
So many young arms. You mentioned a couple of them. There's Jared Eichhoff as well. Late in the season, we saw Alec Asher. We saw Jake Thompson, Zach Eflin, Adam. I mean, the names go on and on and on of the young pitchers. Nola obviously got hurt, which is a concern. But when you look at all those young pitchers that kind of put their went into it a little bit as far as putting a step forward as far as this rotation goes, are there maybe two or three that stand out to you that really showed that they can be in a big league rotation going forward?
Well, you know, it's funny. Actually, I look back at all the guys that have been up so far, and I look back at the three young guys that actually started the team on the big league roster, which is Nola, Eichhoff, and Velasquez, and I think they might be the best of the bunch if you just go off of what you saw this year. Eichhoff for sure. I mean, he made 33 starts. His ERA, I think, was 3.65. He's like the fifth pitcher since 96, six different Phillies pitchers since 96 to make 33 plus starts with an ERA of under 3.75. I mean, you know, the rest of that group is like Hamels, Halliday, Curt Schilling, Cliff Lee, Jamie Moyer, Brett Myers, pretty impressive group when you look back at Phillies history, and he's right there. Vince Velasquez certainly showed that he has the stuff and he has the potential to be a very successful starting pitcher. And he had some rough spots in the middle of the season, started to figure some stuff out at the end. If he can just get his pitch count down and pitch a little bit deeper into games, I think he's going to be really good going forward. And then Nola, of course. Nola, to me, is the best of that group. But can he stay healthy? When he's healthy, he was on pace. We talked a lot about it earlier this season when we were talking about potential All-Stars. He was a legitimate National League All-Star candidate until his arm started bothering him, and then he really went south. So, if Nola can come back healthy next season, those three guys, I think that you almost kind of build the rotation off of those three, and then the rest of spring training is who's going to win those other spots. Is it going to be Zach Eflin? Is it going to be Jake Thompson? Is it going to be Alec Asher? Ben Lively, who is their minor league pitcher of the year, is he going to make a case for himself? Adam Morgan's going to be coming back. But those three guys, I think they should be really excited about.
Now, the offense was kind of a different story for this team. All kinds of struggles, pretty much all season long. But that doesn't say that there weren't some silver linings. Obviously, the one all-star on this team was Odubel Herrera, who had a great first half of the season, struggled a bit in the second half, but I think finished strong. Michael Franco got healthy and showed, I think, at least another glimpse of what he can be. Tommy Joseph was maybe one of the big kind of bright lights of this team. So even though they really struggled to get on base and to score runs, there are some pieces, at least, as you look to the future.
Yeah, there are. You know, we talked with Matt Klentak about that the last week of the season in Atlanta, about the offense. You know, because I asked him about hitting the free agent market. You know, do you like what you see in the free agent market? Could you be aggressive this offseason? You know, Pete McKinnon has been really adamant about wanting a bat or two. And it seems like the philosophy with the organization right now is, yes, the offense needs to improve. But Matt Klentak says he thinks that this team has some horses, potential horses for that lineup, either currently in the big league roster or in the minor leagues that might be up at some point next season. And you look at the team and you say, okay, well, which hitters could you see here 10 years from now? You know, Michael Franco certainly is one of those guys. You know, he didn't have a good year this year. When you look at, you know, slugging percentage, on-base percentage, OPS, he had 25 home runs, 90 RBIs. He's only 23 years old, and that's one of the things I think the Phillies keep reminding people is he's only 23 years old, so he's not necessarily a finished product yet. Some players mature quicker than others, and he might be one of those guys. Odubel Herrera had a little bit of a rough stretch midseason, but to me, Odubel Herrera is one of these guys. Rolling out the season, he's going to be a 290 to 300 hitter, 350 on-base percentage, a really good top-of-the-lineup guy. Cesar Hernandez really took a step forward this season. He was 360-plus on-base percentage. You mentioned Joseph. So, yeah, they do have a lot of pieces right now. What they need next year is, of those guys we just talked about, a couple of them to really take a nice step forward to be that kind of the next Utley, the next Rollins, the next Howard. Those type of players that you can just plug in the middle lineup, forget about them from day one, and then you know they're going to be there at the end of the season.
You mentioned the minor leagues, and there was a lot of success down in the minor league system. Lehigh Valley makes it to the postseason. Reading makes it to the postseason, and there was some star power on those teams. J.P. Crawford's the team's number one prospect, one of the top five prospects in baseball. He had an okay year, but he's still on pace. Nick Williams is a name you hear a lot. Cousins down in Reading hit a ton of home runs. So there's another thing where you can say, okay, we're heading in the right direction because our minor league teams are winning a lot of baseball games, and they're doing it with young talent.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I talked to Andy McPhail, the Phillies president, second to last weekend of the season in New York, about what he thought of the season. And, you know, he had said to me, in spring training, we'll know one of three things at the end of the season, if we're in the fast track, medium track, or slow track. So I followed up with him. I said, all right, now where are you? And he said, I think we're on the medium to fast track. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, we had some measurable success in the minor league system. They had the best winning percentage in baseball among domestic minor league affiliates. They had four teams make the postseason. For the first time since 1953, all of their minor league teams finished above 500. They have five or six top 100 prospects, according to MLB Pipeline. And, really what this is it's a numbers game. You know all these prospects aren't going to turn out. You know some of them are going to get hurt. You know some of them are going to live up to their expectations. Some of them aren't. But so you want to have as many prospects in the system as you can. And right now I think the Phillies think that they have a lot of prospects in the system. So just playing the numbers game, they expect some of these guys to hit. You know, they still like J.P. Crawford. They remind people that, you know, he didn't have a great year. He was 21 years old in AAA. Nick Williams, he was pretty good his first 4 months. I thought he was going to be in the big leagues. And in August, he really struggled and he didn't get called up as a result. But they have a lot of players down there, and it's going to be interesting to see kind of who steps up a little bit in spring training, who steps up early in the season, because I think next year is the year that, J.P. Crawford comes out of the chute playing great in AAA. He's really going to make the Phillies try to make a decision on, you know, Freddie Galvis, Cesar Hernandez, you know, that type of thing.
Finally, Todd, Pete McKinnon in 2015 kind of proved himself that he deserved a shot to manage this team. I think in 2016, maybe he proved that he deserves to be the guy long-term. I mean, this team, as we said, who knew? You thought maybe they'd lose 100 games. Instead, he's going to maybe be a guy who actually receives some votes as far as manager of the year, despite managing a bad baseball team.
Yeah, you think about where they were, like we talked about at the beginning of this, I had a lot of people saying, like, oh, my gosh, are they going to get the first overall pick next year? I mean, look at this team. How are they going to do it? But Pete was good at keeping this team upbeat. He was good at keeping this team energetic. The team continued to play hard. He gave him some tough love at times. You know, if he didn't like the way you were playing, he wouldn't play. He'd try to send you some messages that way. And on a young team, I think that's good. Nobody should feel that they have made it. Nobody should feel that they are secure. And Pete, you know, he did that. He benched Odubel Herrera for a couple stretches during the season. He benched Cesar Hernandez in late June. In fact, that benching in late June with Cesar Hernandez, he was ridiculously good after that benching. And all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there going, well, the Phillies know who their leadoff hitter is next season, Cesar Hernandez. And I think Pete had a big part to do with a big part of, you know, in making that happen. So, you know, going forward, you're talking to Andy McPhail, talking to Matt Klentak, both of those guys really like the job that Pete MacKinnon has done. And it'll be interesting to see if he can squeeze a little bit more out of this team next season.
So when you look at the 2016 Phillies, you're going to look at the record. It's not great, but maybe a few years from now, we'll look back on this team as kind of the start of something as far as building for the next Phillies contenders. We will have to wait and see. It's going to be a fun offseason. For Todd Zielecki, I'm Tim McMaster, putting a bow on the 2016 Philadelphia Phillies season.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.